Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Air service from Sioux City to Denver will take flight again starting in October. During a news conference this afternoon, Mayor Bob Scott announced the addition of United Express flights operated by SkyWest Airlines. The last time Sioux City had a direct flight to Denver was in 2015 when Frontier exited the market. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has issued an emergency disaster proclamation for 13 counties following damages caused by severe storms on Monday. The storm sent winds as fast as 100 miles per hour across the state, knocking down trees and power lines, mainly in the central and eastern portion of the state. As of Tuesday afternoon, state officials say an estimated 450,000 households still are without power in the state, and early estimates say 100 million crop acres were damaged by the storm. Democratic candidate for Iowa's 4th Congressional District, J.D. Shulton, launched a new way to campaign during the COVID-19 pandemic. He is planning two parking lot rallies in northwest Iowa, starting with one tonight at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds at 6 p.m.
So we talk every day. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, or brown. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, independent, Republican, never voted before. We want to go out and try to earn your vote, and that's meeting you where you're at.
There is another event tomorrow night in Sioux City at the parking lot at North High School at 7. The parking lot rallies will also be live streamed on Facebook as well. People who attend will be required to stay in their vehicles and listen to Shulton's speech on the radio over a shortwave frequency. And it's now official. The Big Ten Conference will not be playing football this fall because of COVID-19. The move comes 6 days after the conference released a revised conference-only schedule. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.